In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Life can get pretty complicated sometimes for us. So I would submit to you that in being a Christian, it is best to think very simply. The gospel has something very simple for us today. The Lord said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." If we think of this, if we take this to our soul, clasp it to our breast, and hold on to it, then we have the whole of the gospel before us. We have everything we need for salvation. Now, there are many things in many places of the gospel that are just like this. If you would think of one thing only and order your life according to it, then you will be saved. Absolutely, things get complex. Sometimes it's not immediately apparent to us who's right, who's wrong, how to act in a situation. Sometimes we don't even know how to feel in a situation. But if we listen to the words of the gospel here, take up our cross, deny ourselves, then we will be saved. Now, as in anything in the gospel, or anything in really all of Scripture, a phrase has a great depth of meaning. So when we say, take up the cross, this should mean to us, not in so many words per se, but just in the idea, the feeling of this phrase. To take up our cross is to do what the original one did who took up his cross, and that is to imitate him. We should be like Christ. We should look to the cross as our guide. So he gave himself up for the world. He denied himself every pleasure for the sake of us. So we then must deny ourselves for others. Now, this is not to say that we are to have no pleasure in life. Some people have interpreted this scripture in such a way, and that is wrong. By denying ourselves, what we are doing is thinking not of ourselves, but of others. This is what Christ did. He never thought of himself, he thought of others only. If you look at your life, look at your sins, almost the whole of them are because you think of yourself and not of others. Anger, jealousy, lust, remembering wrongs, pride, gossip. All of these are where we think of ourselves and not of others. So if we deny ourselves because our Lord denied himself, then we would save ourselves from a host of sins. It really is that simple. When you are faced with some decision to make, and we will have to make 100 of them today that are important for our soul. If you remember, our Lord denied himself, so should we. And if this is not enough, then perhaps if you remember this phrase of the gospel, this will help you save your soul. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? A Christian should look at everything that happens in his life as an exchange, as some form of bartering, as some form of commerce. Everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you feel, all of your priorities, they're all decisions. They're all deciding what you shall give in exchange. Just as when you go to a store, you decide if such and such an item is worth so much money. If it is, then you pay it. If it isn't, then you don't buy it. Everything in life is like this. Everything. When you feel that hot sin of jealousy or anger or hatred towards someone, you are exchanging. You are exchanging this feeling, that for some reason gives you some sort of dubious pleasure in exchange for your soul. Everything's an exchange. So if you look at life this way, then when you come to a certain situation, is it worth it for me to lust after this person? Is it worth it for me to remember wrongs about this person? Is it worth it for me to be lazy? Is it worth it for me to gossip about someone? What am I giving up? You do give something up every time you sin. Remember how I talked about many times when the people in the Gergesenes told the Lord to go away after he healed the demoniacs and the pigs had all been killed. They'd lost their way of commerce and they told him to go away. Remember the question that I almost always ask? What happened the next day? Nothing. The next day was like the previous day. They eventually got more pigs. They eventually went on with their life and then they died. And they did not know that a great light had been among them and they missed him. They didn't know that they gave something in exchange for their soul by telling the Lord to go away so that they could get more pigs. They didn't know it. But this is what happens when we make choices for ourselves and not for God. Every single time that you decide to sin, instead of taking the higher road, the road our Lord took, then you are exchanging that pleasure. And let's face it, many times these pleasures are not even pleasurable to us. Why do we indulge ourselves in them? Seems like madness, doesn't it? But you're exchanging that pleasure, that action, for your soul. You're diminishing yourself. You can think of everything as an exchange. Or you can think of everything as an opportunity to deny yourself like your Lord did. To take up your cross. That is, to live life the way He lived. There's many, many other scriptures that many of the saints would commit to memory, not in terms of being able to recite a chapter and verse, but it would be engraved in their heart. And so every single time anything occurred in their life, this, the meaning of this verse was present in them. This is how we should order our life. Simply. You don't have to be all complicated about things. Our Lord denied Himself, so we should deny ourselves. Because He is good and He is holy and He has shown Himself to be reliable. And there's nothing else reliable in the world. So we should follow Him. And since He denied Himself and took up His cross, so should we. Very simple. And when our pride tells us, but that person said something against me and I've got to change that, or I've got to stand up for myself, or whatever it is, then we remember. Our Lord denied Himself. Our Lord was silent before His executioners. Our Lord asked that the Lord would forgive those who were persecuting Him because they know not what they do. We would remember this. Perhaps not so much consciously, but in our mind. And then we would stop doing what we would otherwise be doing. Or we would do something good instead of something evil. It is that simple. But this means that we must be wholly dedicated. It must be important to us. So many hear the gospel, they can read it, they can recite it, and yet it has not permeated their heart. A person doesn't need to read to be able to know the gospel. All the person needs is one verse. Take up their cross and deny themselves. Or, everything is an exchange. Let's be simple in our lives, brothers and sisters. Just do the right thing because the Lord did it. And because it's the only thing that gives us life. And I would suggest to you, if one of these verses does not really touch your soul, everybody's different. perhaps some other verse just absolutely just you remember it and it seems to be with you as a lamp. Commit it to yourself. Not just to your mind's memory, but to the way you live. Always compare yourself against it. If what I am doing is in accord with that I believe, then it's right. If it's not, then it's wrong. May God help us to dedicate ourselves to denying ourselves and the taking of our cross so that we might live. Amen.